Well, the 2018 Weddings Online Award were held at a special gala event in the City North Hotel, County Meath last week, and there was awards aplenty for East Cork representatives on the night. And one of those was Cake Designer of the Year Award went to Baker Boy Cakes, and that's a local bakery run by Brian Roach and family. And I've got Brian on the line. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you? Well, first of all, congratulations on that award. That's no mean achievement at all, I would imagine.
No, many things I didn't expect at all, to be honest about it. Like, you know, I was the underdog going into the event, like, so, like, it was beyond.
Yeah. So tell me, first of all, tell me a little bit about the award and what exactly it was for. It is a cake designer. What exactly is a cake designer?
It's for, let's say, the wedding cake designer. As many people know, let's say, around these cart, like, is that I'm trading under Baker Boy Cakes. I work from a registered and fully insured kitchen at home. So my main business, my main line of business would be birthday cakes and all that stuff. But I mean, getting more and more to wedding cakes is really after taking off for me. And winning this award, and like even since winning it, like the first weekend after it, like I had something like 136 emails, inquiries.
Really? Yeah. My God, yeah.
It's kind of like the main platform for awards out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to go through a process, like the first process, you have to be voted by couples to be nominated.
Yeah.
And once you get through the first round of it, you have to go into the second round of it. And for the second round, then you have to submit, let's say, essays on how you market your business, how you support brides, like communication, marketing, all that kind of stuff. And that goes through, then you have to put in reviews. 5 different photographs then of your work, and that goes then through a panel of independent judges that are all, let's say, between wedding bloggers and communication, digital marketing crowd as well, and it goes in front of them.
Yeah, there's quite a bit in that, I'd imagine. Tell me, what got you into it first day?
Anybody that asks me that, I'll always say it was my grandmother. A long time ago, like, I'm originally from Youghal. And my grandmother there used to live down underneath the arch on Grattan Street, and I remember, let's say, helping her bake, do you know what I mean? And you know, she used to do the old things by heating the tins by the fire, not school baking. And then I went from that, I used to go to Loretta Convent, and I studied home economics down there. I was the only boy in the school.
Really? That was a big undertaking at the time, I'd imagine.
It was at the time, like, and then I went from there, I studied at the chefing for a couple of years, and then I went to Birmingham. And I did a diploma course in Birmingham in cake design and bakery.
And what normally happens for a wedding cake, for example? I mean, we've all heard of bridezillas and all that kind of thing. And I can imagine doing someone's wedding cake, it must be a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Like from the start of the process, let's say, if couples would either meet you at wedding fairs, because like we do a lot of wedding fairs around Cork and East Cork, like the Munster Brides, Casamata Resort, all that kind of, like, we'll do wedding fairs there, and that's where they're, like, that's kind of like your first point of contact.
Right.
It's not the main one. A lot of, like, you'd have 50% that, or you'd have 50% referrals as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say you'll meet the bride there, they'll have a look what cakes you have on display. At these, then you always have tasters, do you know what I mean, and they'll taste the cake, and if they like it, then you'll get an email within, you could get an email that night, you could get an email the week later, or it could be a month later.
Yeah, yeah.
To have a consultation, so they book in then for a consultation, and I would hold consultations between Middleton and Cork. They come along then, sit down, eat a load of cake. There's about 15 plus different flavours that they will sit down and go through, and thankfully so far, anybody I have had consultations, they've all booked me for their wedding cake.
Yeah.
That's the process then, and it could be like, it could be a year down, 2 years, or even 3 years down the road.
And of course, like, does no one size fits all, I would imagine, with a wedding cake. What kind of request would you generally get, or would you get any very unusual ones?
It's anything and everything, is it? I mean, you know, I had one there at Christmas time, and it was a 4-tier cake, but it was actually cut and carved and shaped like the bride's wedding dress. It was a big top secret thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was saying, like, her, the groom and herself came to the consultations. He knew where she wanted to go with the cake, but after that, then he was omitted from the planning permission because I got all the information about the dress, the photographs of the dress.
Oh, okay.
it was a 4-tier cake, completely is done like her wedding dress, and they didn't see it until they obviously, like. You know,
yeah, and I mean, there must be huge responsibility as well for doing a cake like that, and you hope, I presume, like, would they actually see the finished product before the day itself, or would you get last minute changes or anything?
Sometimes you will get last minute changes, but like the way I work things, like, they've always up to the week of the wedding to allow it to change like certain aspects within the design. Because, like I say, like when you're holding a consultation, like when you're designing their wedding cake, you will take every single thing with them into consideration, like their dresses, style of dresses, whether it's lace, pearls, diamonds, even down to their table settings. Even, let's say, the hotel venue was set.
Really, yeah.
Rustic venue, is it a modern venue? Everything is taken down, even down to their invites, their wedding invites. Sometimes I've done, let's say, pictures on the front of their invites, or I've copied script from their invites into the wedding cake as well. So every single thing, their flowers, everything is taken into consideration designing the cake.
By God, I don't know that we get married at all.
Oh, when I'm meeting with couples and they want to stuff between selfie mirrors and this and that and the whole lot, we never got married.
Yeah, Jesus, it is amazing. And you, of course, you also do a lot of birthday cakes.
Yeah.
And I presume that's probably big business at the moment as well.
I'll tell you, thankfully I'm getting so booked out, like with wedding cakes and stuff, you know what I mean? My space or availability for birthday cakes is limited, but like you'll always get like May communion season.
Yeah.
I always call it Mad May. You know what I mean?
Because yes.
Once, like even last year, one particular school in Castle Martyr announced their dates before the school finished for the summer holidays in June. And I remember that night I had 5 bookings in already for May.
Really? God almighty. And like, are you doing, there must be a few people working with you there, is there?
Well, it's me mainly, but like my wife is here, my daughter and mine, and they'll help me, you know what I mean? I said they'll do the wedding fairs and they'll help around, they'll do lettering or they'll help me with flower work or stuff like that, you know what I mean?
But like for the likes of me, I mean, there is quite an amount of work in doing, baking a cake and decorating it, I suppose, is probably just as long as it.
Oh yeah, I mean, there is a really time consuming in that, like I suppose more time consuming, a lot of people would know me for my flowers. I make handmade sugarcraft flowers to go on your wedding cake.
Right.
And style them around your bridal bouquet, like whether it is lilies or roses or orchids or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people, brides, I mean, they know me for that and they want that on cake. Like, just for example, like there's a flower, a dahlia flower, and to make that, it's 3 hours alone.
You know? God almighty, really?
Yeah, even roses. Roses take about anything from 30 to 45 minutes to make.
Yeah.
I mean, when people see them on the cake, like they're wowed by them. They don't really realise the time that goes into them then as well.
You must be one patient man.
Yes. I'm in a quiet house.
Yeah, I can imagine. But, you know, there must be great satisfaction out of it as well, I presume. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, there is. I love it. I mean, like yesterday, all day long, I had consultations and I met 9 couples, 7 that had me booked because they were coming in to finalise their designs.
Yeah.
2 couples that were getting married in 2019 and they came in to taste the cake and actually booked me straight away and paid the deposit. And you know, it's great, like you're out there meeting couples, you're interacting with them, like you're getting to know their personality.
Yes.
You have a good crack and a laugh with them. And I love then to say afterwards, the couples will come back to me. I mean, 99.9% of the time they're coming back thrilled with the cake. I had one bride last year and she was so excited when she got to the hotel and seen her wedding cake. On the day of her wedding, she phoned me.
Oh, really? No, that must be, that's very gratifying to hear that, I imagine.
Yeah, and then they're coming back with the crystalline cakes and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that stuff, so, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And tell me, how, obviously, you have the wedding fairs and your consultations and all that, but how can people, have you a website or can people find out more about it?
It is at bakerbycakes.ie. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, all the usual social media.
And I presume there's loads of pictures of all your different cakes up and all that?
Yeah, there's like there would be photo albums within the website and on Facebook. That's like I post on there as regularly as I can, like 2 or 3 times a week, and Instagram as well.
Yeah, and like you're open to any design, I presume. You can take on anything.
And I'll chance anything.
I like that, honest. You'll chance anything. And tell me, what... Do people really go for the big cakes and the big wedding cakes anymore, or what is generally the, is it just 3 or 4 tiers, or did you ever go crazy with one?
Yeah, like a lot before, let's say it was the conception that, oh, we have to feed every single body at the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, and then after the wedding as well, the neighbours 10 miles down the road have to get a piece of the cake.
Yes, of course.
It's all gone now, you know what I mean? A lot of it is just on the day. Let's say, I mean, like a standard three-tier cake will feed 120 to 130 or even 140.
Yeah.
But like I've done three-tier cakes now for weddings of 250, you know what I mean, too far.
Right, right.
On the day itself, you've so much food. You have food when you get there. You have food with your meal, and that night when they do serve the cake, you have more food again.
Yeah.
A lot of couples don't even, last year a lot of couples didn't even cut the day on the cake on the day. They saved it for day two, because day two is really becoming popular.
It is, I suppose, yeah. But I suppose, like, it's not usually a kind of, I thought it was always kind of a big deal cutting the cake after the dinner, you know, with a couple go up there in front of everyone.
Yeah. That's always the big thing for taking the photograph, cutting the cake. But yeah, you to serve the cake, it's not served now anymore. It used to be served straight after the meal, but that's all stopped now as well. It's all that night at about 10 or 11 o'clock in the night.
Yeah. And tell me, Brian, where do you go from here?
I suppose, like, to keep plodding along and trying to keep business. Like, my business is growing, you know what I mean? Like, I am getting help, closer, you know what I mean? I'd love to get a delivery person to help out with deliveries, because, yeah, you know what I mean, stuff like that, you know. And just keep on plodding along. If I keep at the same level that I'm going, I'm happy out.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, and as I said, to win that award is it was a prestigious award, and you know, well done. And right, and it's after kicking off that business again, kicking it into another level again. So
it is, without a doubt, like, it's phenomenal. Because even I remember, like, coming into y'all, I said a couple of days afterwards winning, and I went to Tesco to do my shopping, and like nearly every second person, people I didn't know,
yeah,
were coming up to me, congratulations, over Trilfie, and like, geez, I mean, it was unreal to win it. Like, I mean, I remember the day we went up to Morley's, like, say, to get a black tie. It was the first time I wore a black tie suit since I got married 2 years ago.
Well, do you know what, Brian, it's great to hear a local success story, and delighted, and thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.